and we hit the streets with the cops in this segment. We're going to start with what some of the boys in blue are driving these days. The Dodge Charger was a popular muscle car back in the 1960s and 70s. Austin Jenkins of the Northwest News Network recently went on patrol with the Washington State Trooper, who is driving the new version of the old bad boy car.
On the Dukes of Hazzard TV show, Bo and Luke Duke drove a 1969 Dodge Charger called the General Lee. It was bright orange with a Confederate flag painted on the roof.
Just a good old boy.
The Dukes were constantly outrunning the law, the Charger always faster and more nimble than the police car giving chase. Flash forward to 2006, and the Dodge Charger is back, remade as a stylish four-door sedan for aging muscle car aficionados and for the police.
It's got the Hemi engine, 395 horsepower.
Washington State Patrol Trooper Luis Gonzalez peers into the engine compartment of his department-issued Charger. He's only had the car a few weeks, and this is the first time he's popped the hood. For the record, it's actually 340 horsepower.
I do not know much about cars, no. Not at all.
Dodge markets the Charger as a pursuit vehicle capable of going 150 miles per hour and from 0 to 60 in 6 seconds flat. Dodge says it's already sold the Charger to police departments in almost every state. Lieutenant David Halliday is with the Michigan State Police. His department is recognized internationally for evaluating police cars, including the Charger.
On the 2-mile road course with curves and hills and hoop-de-doo and hairpin turns and a 3,200-foot straightaway, which is a very difficult course for the patrol car to drive on, it averaged 1 minute 37 seconds. That's a pretty good clip. That's a good performance.
Out on the road, Trooper Gonzalez with the Washington State Patrol mostly blends in. His Charger is silver, unmarked, but it does get noticed by the occasional driver. In fact, one starts to pass us, then backs off when he realizes there's a trooper behind the wheel.
He kind of gave you a face like, what's up?
Right, he was like, I think what he said was cool. According to my lip reading, he said cool.
Soon we're on the tail of another driver.
I've been following this guy for 3 miles now, and pretty high speeds, cutting people off, following too closely.
Trooper Gonzalez stops the car and writes a hefty ticket. Passenger Jessica Stanger says she never guessed a cop was behind them.
When I saw the Charger, I was like, I'm surprised to see what he was driving. I saw the lights in the mirror and didn't realize that it was a Charger, and then when we were pulled over, I was like, wow.
Besides the stealth factor, Trooper Gonzalez can attest to the fact the Charger is fast. Recently, when he tried to stop a speeding motorcyclist, the chase topped out at 145 miles an hour.
The motorcycle thought he was going to be able to lose me. After 120, kept going 145, I was right on his tail. Finally gave up and stopped. He was actually pretty amazed that I was able to keep up with him.
Trooper Gonzalez says the Charger does have some drawbacks. There's less room for the built-in equipment that's become standard in police cars, computers, radar, and video cameras. But Gonzalez isn't complaining. He says when he was a kid, he was a fan of the Dukes of Hazzard and the General Lee.
Now I'm driving it, and I can drive it fast. Only when I'm chasing people, obviously.
For NPR News, I'm Austin Jenkins.